Clinical sobriety. This is the big one for us this month, I think, between Matt Delaney, Sam Ashu, Greg Henry, and Anand Swaminathan. This was a really good one that we can all relate to, the path to metabolize to freedom. Talk to me, ladies.
We really don't have much experience in this at all.
We are not the center of excellence for metabolizing to freedom.
Lisa's just trying to be modest there.
Yeah.
I really like how they want to determine it more on clinical of the patient versus their numbers and versus the ones that we bet in on their alcohol level. But, you know, if they can walk and talk and able to function, good. Let them go home. Doesn't matter about the number. And I was telling Kathy, the cusp of it all is between our chronic drinkers and when they're about to go into that full-blown withdrawals, mm-hmm. and are they okay to go home so they can go to the liquor store to get their, you know, what they need to kind of get them back out on where they are. So that's a pretty hard place to be. So
it is. And it can happen, right, pretty quickly within that 30 minutes of you prepping their discharge. As you go to re-examine them, it might be a little bit more tremorous.
Like, and here's
a little altered.
Come right
and
on
you
can
sit
in.
Back down.
But we do have conveniently located the liquor store across the street. So,
and we do direct them there often.
So that's been
that
well
is off the record. Well, agreed. So the road test is so, so important, right? Making sure that they can walk and talk and make decisions that seem appropriate, which is good. But I think this is also location dependent. So some of the places I work require you to get a BAL. Right. I hate it. I hate the blood alcohol level because for these reasons, it can only harm you. It totally screws you. It doesn't help the patient. And like I said, it's for the chronic drinkers, the number is somewhat arbitrary and irrelevant. So what do you do when you have a high level? You're stuck.
Right. Now you have now to
you're
trace
stuck.
A level.
Now you have to treat a number. So I think this is very location or facility dependent.
They brought up a good point. I think it's a really tough decision when you're trying to decide whether or not to let them go AMA. When they're causing a ruckus and yet they are oriented and they understand to a certain level, the consequence is how you make that decision. We tend on the side of keeping them there, but I think that's it's a really fine line.
But it's also alarming, right? To hear that it could be considered a felony.
Right.
Like it's considered
assault.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those like damned if you do and damned if you don't situations.
That's right. So if they can say, I live like this, I'm a drunk, you have no reason to keep me here, this is against my right. At what point? We've certainly crossed this line, I have no doubt. I'll just speak for myself, who crossed this line many times. And you're trying to err on the side of safety for this patient. But if they're saying that it's actually a battery, that's a tough call. We're going to have to kind of look into this and figure out where our line is. I don't think we're changing it at this point, but it is a scary thought.
I think it does have to be a departmental policy. This is one of these things where, yes, there is some clinical gestalt in it, but they noted that we are all not good despite our love of the game. What's his number? How high is it going to be, right? We're all, I guess, not so good at guessing the blood alcohol level. So despite our love for the alcohol game, I think that departmental policy might be the answer for this, that if they are able to road test properly and that can be documented both on the nursing and physician notes and everyone is agreement, then they can go home against medical advice.
Right. And that's exactly what it's got to be. It's got to be in agreement. You've got to discuss exactly both of your findings and
with possible phone call to the police afterwards.
Yeah, I love
that
part.
That's the other
that's
part,
right?
It's like, FYI.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Just stand by the front door. You're about to pick somebody up.
But it's a tricky one, right? Because this can quickly become escalated to a very tense, resource-heavy, we call it a code green, where we basically tackle a unsafe person. But, I mean, whatever it's called in your facility, physical and chemical restraining of a patient can be very challenging.
Well, also for those nurses who are MICNs out there having to AMA somebody who has ETOH on their breath, who admitted to the to drinking and they don't want to go to the hospital, and you talk to them on the phone and they're completely alert and oriented. I've only had 3 beers. I know where I'm going. And, you know, that's very uneasy for us, I think, just to let them go because, you know.
How do you do that?
We just have to do based on per patient, just talk to them on the phone, make sure they're not slurring their speech, just trust that the EMS, you know, personnel is definitely giving you an accurate assessment on the patient, that they aren't stumbling while they're walking, that they're completely not making sense, and just it's really hard.
And is there an officer on scene?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I feel much more comfortable if there's an officer on scene.
A lot of the time, the officers are like, well, yeah, they're fine. Let them go. I don't know if it's because what
they
have
to deal
with.
Do they all sign on the dotted line right there on the scene?
The patient does. Well, yeah. I don't know about the police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the police officer probably doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. Mm-mm. But so the patient does.
That's a hard call right there,
it's
too.
It's a tough call.
Yeah, and it became a little tougher after reading this, right? Recently or listening to this.
Yeah.
It's like, can we just draw your blood alcohol over real quick?
Well, the New York case, I think, is helpful for us, though. I mean, we can't keep these patients if they are clinically competent to go home. So the Kowalski case versus St. Right. Francis Hospital. So interesting. Food for thought.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I agree. It's got to be a policy change. It can't be on one person.
All right.